Most refrigerators have milk and eggs. There's some things that you store up, you keep on hand all the time, like chocolate. Well, isn't that right? I heard a lady say she could solve any problem with a banana split. And I said, you know, I'm with her. I think that'd work for me. We could have that banana split and say, yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say, yes, Lord, yes, I will hear and I obey. When the Spirit speaks to me, if it's convenient, I'll agree. That's what we do. That's what obedience means to most of us. It means I'm going to judge what God said if it's convenient. If I think I want to do that, then I know God has spoken. If it's not convenient, I'm not certain God has spoken. Maybe it wasn't God. You've done that, right? If you haven't done that, you're the only one. We like to hear. Well, God says store up some things and put it on your hands. Now, I don't know. Anything you put on your hands, you see all the time. I had a lady that had a birthmark on her hand. Quite ugly. I just happened to notice that one day she's talking to me, and you know how we talk with our hands. She's telling me something important. And every time she swung her hand, I noticed that, and I commented. I said, how long have you had that? And she said, isn't that a wonderful thing? Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? I thought, okay. She said, I've had that there, and it's right there where I see it every minute of the day. And if it ever changes, it won't take me by surprise. I'll notice it instantly. She said, what a nice spot for a mark like that. And I thought about that when I read this scripture. God said, put that on your hand. He wants us to see his word, to store it up, and to put it where we can see it constantly. Because the word of the living God is going to make a difference. And that won't make a difference because you know it. It makes a difference because you know it and you obey it. Because you're a hearer and a doer. I used to tease the musicians in the early days of Family Worship Center because we come from the denominational church, sing out of the hymnal. And I know those old hymns, and I love those old hymns. We sing, be ye doers of the word, be ye doers of the word, be ye doers of the word. I just sung it to torment him. I said, hey, I think I've heard from God. Listen, and not hearers only. And he'd always say to me, you know, that'd make a great anthem. We can work with that. I know so never did hear it. He's pacifying me, and I'm teasing him. Well, you've got to be a doer. You've got to lay some things in store. You've got to say, Holy Spirit, reveal that to me. You know, you can't raise children without revelation of the Spirit. Last year, I sought the Lord about some things I saw. You know, we say our children live in a different world. Well, there's truth to that. I know that. And they're exposed to different temptations, and I know that. There's truth to that. Nothing I'd heard was wrong. It just was insufficient. In my heart, I thought, now, there's more to it than that. We can't blame everything on the world. We can't blame everything on the temptations. There's something wrong. What is it, Lord? See, you have somebody on the inside. You have the Holy Ghost. When you're born again, the Holy Ghost comes to dwell on the inside. And he's not there watching you. He's there working with you to help you. You're a physical body with a spirit man. And in that spirit man of every believer, the Holy Ghost rests and resides. And it says he's there to teach you all things. He's there to teach you how to respond to your wife, how to respond to your children. He's there to give single mothers wisdom. Oh, thank God he's in there. See, I've learned to draw from him. I've learned to say, the Holy Ghost, what is that? And I said for a long time, Holy Ghost, what is something? Something. It's more than the world. It's more than the temptation. It's more than the school system. There's something. Something. What is it? And then one day, I didn't have a dream or a vision. I didn't hear a voice, but words rose from my spirit. You know, your spirit's born again. You're in the kingdom of God. Your spirit knows a lot of things. If you'd take time to listen to your spirit knows things. And I heard this in the spirit. Said, you have let independence precede maturity. And I knew that's what I saw that distressed me. We've let our children become independent before they were ready for independence because the world's doing it. You know, that's the sign of the sinner. The sinner goes with the world, everybody's doing it. And by the flesh and by the devil, those are the three forces that overwhelm us many times, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Well, everybody's doing it. It's not significant to raise children. It's going to lead you astray. But if you'll hear in the word, you'll obey. Christ can send you, stand your feet on victory, send you higher and higher, and allow you your dream to see. Dreams for your children, dreams for your marriage too, dreams that'll come to pass because the Holy Ghost will work with you. Because what things soever you desire when you pray, the Holy Ghost will bring to pass if you'll hear and obey.